Okay, today's shiur is Erevin Daf Samach Aleph in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Samach Aleph Amad Aleph on top, but just 2-3 minutes on Samach Amad Beis first to finish up what we were talking about yesterday. First, the one little Dvar Drush with the Gemara, if you remember, was being Mechalik, the conversation between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in terms of the first two shitas out of three, even though there's a fourth one, as we'll see, as we just read, but the three shitas in the Mishnah, back on Daf Samach Amad Aleph on top, where the Mishnah discussed, Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpifos, Rabbi Meir said that they all roofs are considered one, and you carry from one roof to the other. The Chacham say, no, you can't, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, everything's the same. Everything is Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpifos, are all the same semi-public rishus, semi-private, and therefore there is overlap. So the Gemara quoted the Tosefta, which had the conversation between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim back and forth. So one of the lines that the Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir is that the difference between a chatzer and a gag is that a chatzer is one big yard, and houses go into the yard, and there's no separate areas for the yards. And yet, especially if the yards are all connected, if you have a lot of houses and with yards connected, but by houses, every house is under its roof. And therefore, every person is makirat makomo, right? And therefore, it's kiyidla, the walls would go up, and therefore, it's a higher standard. Even if you go from chaser to chaser, you might not be able to go from gag to gag, it would be more private. But that lashon of makirat makomo, you know, got us thinking to, you know, Pirkei Avos a little bit, because in the sixth parak, when we talk about the 48 dvarim shatora niknes bahem, one of them is makir es makomo. We have to know our place. And there are many pshat. What's the pashup shot of that? It's hard to know. Because every time you hear a pshat, you're like, oh, that sounds like what it means. Makir es makomo, the Maharal says, makir es erko amiti. You got to know your makom. You got to know exactly, right? And I'm reading from Rabbi Lau, who summarizes a couple of the pshatim here in Yachla Yisrael. Adam tzarech ladas es ma'alosav es chasronosav. Person has to know their ma'alos and the chasronos. Olav ladas ma'hu yodea, v'yoter mikach, ma'sha adayin eini yodea. I have to know where I am, what level I'm up to, makir es makomo, so that I don't fall, or I know where I am, but I keep going. If I know what I don't know, then I'm going to want to know more what I don't know. And the Torah stays, you have to be truthful and honest. That's one makir es makomo. Then there's another pshat of makir es makomo. Some rishonim say that the person has to have a makom kavua. Know your place. Know the place where you daven. Know the place where you learn. Makom kavua, as Chazal say, kivutosav taltalim shcharos ka'orev, b'mi sha'atamotzi divrei Torah, gemar in Erevin, b'mishamashkim marev aleyin lebeis ha'medrash. Shcharos shachres orev erev, kasher adam koveya makom lelimudo, halimud koveya makom belibo. So you have to know your place. Makir es makomo. Another pshat he quotes, Makir es makomo, from the Medrash Shmuel. Yakir es adam es makomo ha'amiti. Hein kan ba'olam hazeh. This is not our... Know your real makom. This is not our makom. You have to know that this is not the ultimate makom that we have. Right? We know, sometimes we're in a temporary makom. It's a minog of an ovel to sit in a different place for the year. So he knows that that's not his makom. And towards the end of the, you know, you realize... Hein ba'olam hazeh ein adam makom mukhlat v'kavua. Ba'olam hazeh adam hu rak tayar. Gar ba'aretz tamid mutal alav l'zkar ki olam hazeh domo l'pruzdar. Ba'olam ha'haskan asbo l'hikanes l'traklan. So a little bit makir es makomo. Again, many different pshatim given. So we have three deos in the Tanoim. And as we'll see, the Gemara is going to assume that the last line that we just read is really a fourth deo. We just read at the end of the last year, at the Samach HaMabez, we read the story of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, at Shas HaShmad, we were able to go from the roof to the yard, from the roof to the yard to the roof, to get the Sefer Torah. To get the Sefer Torah in. The Gemara said, don't bring me out Raya from Shas HaShmad. But notice what he said. Right? The fact that he said, at Shas HaShmad, you're allowed to do a b'di'evid, means Baker, then that's what we must hold. Like sometimes the Gemara says, Kedai Reb Shimon Lisbach Allah B'Shas HaTchak. So what does that mean? Fundamentally, the Rama writes this in one of his Svarim, Torah Schatas. Fundamentally, we pass him like that other day. But generally, we're machmer l'chadchila. But in a Shas HaTchak, we'll go by Me'ikar Adin. But Rabbi Yehuda, when he allowed this, even a Shas HaTchak, he doesn't say a word about Karpef. See, even though the most Mekel Shita that we had in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon, that all chatzers and gagin and karpifos are all one rishus. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention karpif. So that's another shita. And the Gemara is going to say on today's daf that there are really four shitas in mind. But again, Shas HaShmad is obviously a huge topic in terms of Yehari Val Yava, or in terms of trying to religious persecution. Remember an interesting machlokas, just to mention, and then we'll continue with today's daf, and that is Shas HaShmad, Rachman al-Utslan. There are certain cases where one has to give one's life, but generally one does not allowed. Generally one is not allowed to give one's life. There is a machlokas Rishonim. What if one wants to give one's life for a non-big three? Because there are certain instances you see in the Gemara. I mean, the case of Elisha Bar Kanafayim, right, with the tefillin, and he was running away. The Romans said, no tefillin. Talmud Torah, Rabbi Akiva, Bikiva. So are all of those Shas HaShmad, and therefore the Gemara says, even how you tie your shoelace? Or some Rishonim say, some of the Bali Tosfos say that Muki Yosef holds that sometimes if it's certain cases, maybe you're allowed to volunteer, right? The Rambam argues on that. The Rambam says, Yehari Val Yavar is the minimum and the maximum for those big three. And that's it. You're not allowed to. The Rambam says if somebody gives their life for a non-big three, they're Mitzchai Benafsho, even though they're already dead. But they're Mitzchai Benafsho, not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. But that's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam is all, it's minimum and maximum. And the Mefarshim on the Rambam quote that other Rishonim argue. But the Rambam says, Nilchus Yisodei HaTorah. If somebody says, if the halacha is that you have to violate, you have to transgress, and you don't, harizim is chayv benafsho. It's chayv misa. If you call me shenemer bo yehari val yavar, v'neherag v'lo avar, harizah kiddush Hashem. And if you give your life, kiddush Hashem, v'maya asar miyisrael, or kiddush Hashem barabim. Kidaniel, Hananya, Mishal, Vazarya. Ukarebi Akiva, v'chaveirav. So he quotes one story, one group from Tanakh, Sefer Daniel, and one group, Rabbi Akiva, then the Brachas. Ve'elohim arugi malchus she'in ma'ale al ma'alasam. There's no higher level. Valeim anomar yekialecha ragnu kalayom, nechshavnu katson tivcha. We died for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kosh yimishin emar bo yehrag v'alyavar v'alavar v'alo ne'arag. So the Rambam says that you're mechal Hashem, but you're not going to be chayiv. Bez is not going to punish you. If somebody cannot withstand the pressure of the big three and they violate, okay, it's an ones, still an ones, so we're not going to punish you. But the Kesef Mishnah and the other Mefarshim quote on the side here that there are other Rishonim that say that one can volunteer in certain circumstances. So Rabbeinu Shuk Amru B'Gemara Yavar Val Yehari Pierce Tzarech Lavar Kedishal Yehari. That's the Rambam. Aval Shleimim V'Gam Rabim. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Sovrim. Dim ne'arag v'lo avar, tzaka yechashiv lo. Some say you could volunteer. V'nirashim mefarshim yavav al yehare karashus biyadul avar kadishalo yehare. Yavav al yehare, that means you're allowed to. But if you want to be most enough as you can. V'kazim anemuki yosei, tafilu lefisvaris rabbeinu. Even the Rambam would agree if it's a yachid badar. Dim huk adam gadol v'chasid yare shamayim. V'roesh adar paritz bekach. The door needs it. Rashay lekadosh es Hashem v'limtzor atzmo afilu amitzvah kala kedei sheyiru ha'av v'limdu liyiras Hashem v'la'avo b'chalibam. So I think that's what how he explains Elisha Bar Kanafayim. He felt the door needed it, and therefore he gave his life in that case. Good. Okay, let's get to now the top of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Amar Rebbe Shonin ha'yinetz Rebbe Shimon b'takawa. We were studying Rebbe Shimon shita in takawa. Remember Rebbe Shimon, the most megal shita. Karpef chatzer gag. They're all within. You can carry within. Vayinu notzlin shemen va'alintis. We used to carry our oil that we used to smear va'alintis and our towels. And we went because in the days of old, there was more flexibility in terms of bathing on Shabbos, right? And nowadays, remember there were different stages of the isser of bathing. But the Mishnah Berurah already quotes that our besides mikvah, and again, some poskim say that if you go to the mikvah every day, then fine, go on Shabbos. But if you don't go to the mikveh just once, Shabbos morning, I wake up, I want to go to, maybe it's not such a great idea. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes already in Shin Chavav, Sif Chafalav, that we don't bathe. That's the Minhag HaKadmonim. Shin Chavav, Chaf Aleph, says the, Mishnah Berurah, Kasva Poskim, Denagu Shal Rechos Klal, Ben Nahar Ubu Mikvah, De Matzi Lava, the Deschita Seir, Vaod Kamet Ta'amim, Ein Magen Avram, and Tevila is different. Tevila is a different, issue. Tevila is mitzvah. But in the earlier they did go to they did bathe and dip on Shabbos. So Rebbe says when we were studying Rebbe Shimon Shita, so and he allowed They used to carry their towels. Meaning all of them, until we came to the area, the non-residential area, Karpev, next to the Ma'ayan, the Yardin, the Tovlin, Bo. And we used to go in and dip. That was, we paskened. The minhag was like Rabbi Shimon. That's what we saw in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is we paskened like Rabbi Shimon. The most makel of the, we thought three opinions, right? The Mishnah had three opinions, but as I just explained it, based on what we're about to see, there are actually four opinions. Ashkachis, the Gemara now summarizes nicely. Ashkachas Amar Arba Palagvan. There's really four. Four shitas. Number one, Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishazachasein. That's one. That's Rabbi Meir. All roofs. Right? Now you have to add in a line because there's only three mentioned in the Gemara. So there's a line missing. So the Karbon Eide adds in the next line. Vachachamim Omrim Kolachas Rishaz La'atzma. The Chum say the most Machmir Shita. No, everyone. Not only can you not go from a Chatzir to a Karpik to a Gag, you can't go from a Chatzir to a Chatzir. Or from a Gag to a Gag, I should say. Can't go from a Gag to a Gag. Chatzir to a Chatzir, they can. That was yesterday's discussion. Reb Yudin Omer, Chatzir v'Gagos, which is Achasein. Reb Yudin says that we just saw on the bottom of the previous Amud, Chatzir and Gagos, you can go, but not Karpef. Not Karpef. Karpef is a different type of area. I'll give you Gag and Chatzir, but not Karpef. Reb Shimon Omer, Chatzir v'Gag v'Karpef, Achasein. Right, it's all one. Period. I was thinking, we've had this year in the past, Rabbi Shim, often, sometimes there are those that study machlokos. Rabbi Shim and Rabbi Yehuda, is there a theme in all of their machlokos? B'shama Beis Hillel. Is there a theme that somehow we could use it to explain 10 arguments between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? And so there are those that suggest that Rabbi Shim and Rabbi Yehuda, there is a theme. Because if you look at their machlokos by Lakhashem Tzvich Legufa, Rabbi Shimon says, if you don't do the malacha for the same reason that it was done in the Mishkan, it's not the malacha daraisa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, it is. Tavar Shinim is Kavein. Other machlokos about Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokas in the cave, where Rabbi Yehuda says the Romans get a shkayach. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, they didn't do it for that reason. They did it so shalol lishma. What are you talking about? And many other, five or six others, Rabbi Yehuda always looks at the physical reality. That's it. You did the malacha, it doesn't matter what you're thinking. Don't look at the panemius. Don't look at the panemius. Just look at what happened. Rabbi Yehuda, malach shesu lufas chayiv. Doesn't matter what you were thinking. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it matters the panemius, what you were thinking. And that's why it's going to be putter. Darshin and Tamei Dekra, another one. Rabbi Shimon says, Darshin and Tamei Dekra. You look at the reasons behind in order to create the contours, expand or contract the contours of a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Lo Darshin and Tamei Dekra. The pasuk says it. You don't try to go behind. What else we say? The caves. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, look what they did. They built shukim, they built roads, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, Shabbos Lama Gimel, he became the Rosh HaMadabrim. And Rabbi Shimon says, that was not their kavana. You go by their kavanas, and their kavanas were evil. Right? And therefore, they don't get any credit. Any credit for it. Rabbi Shimon always looks at the panemius. There's even a machlokes in Parshas Bechukosai. Vishbati chayaram in Aretz, the pasuk says, in the brachas. And the Medrash quotes a machlokes. What does it mean that in the time of Mashiach, so to speak, Vishbati, I will be mashbis chayaram. I will get rid of all wild animals. So Rabbi Shimon says, there's going to be every animal, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's not going to be wild animals. We're not going to have lions and tigers and ferocious bears. They're not going to exist in the future. And Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? That would be a pagam on Hashem's world. You're not going to have lions and tigers. You will have them, but they won't be ferocious. They won't be ra. Chai ra, they won't be. So, same machlokas. I heard this B'Shimon Lubavitcher Rebbe, this last one. The Rabbi Huda says, physical, are they there? They're there. I don't care what they are. They're there. So that's why it must be Vishvati chai ra, they won't be there. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you change their essence, their panemius, so then they're not there. And therefore you change, they're not chaya, they're chayra. And that might connect to the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about tashbisu. Tashbisu, sorry, but Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't be your chamitel b'sreifa. Right? You have to destroy it physically. So that's tashbisu, lashbis, the same verb. While the Rabbanan, who we assume is like Rabbi Shimon, no, you just changed its essence. You crumple it up and you throw it to the wind. You change the essence, hasbasas b'chaldava, that's already a kiyam of a hashbasa. What does this have to do with us? So I was thinking maybe you can say the same thing here. You know, a yard and a gag and a karpef all look like different things on the outside. Right? At least especially, what does Rabbi Yehuda say here? A karpef. A karpef. Oh, you want to say a gag and a chatzer? Those two all connect the two. Because they're kind of used in the same way. You use your roof like a backyard. But a karpef is very different. Rabbi Shimon looks at the Panemius. They're all only semi-residential. And if they're all, so then he could connect all of them, right? Because you look at the Panemius of the items, you don't just look at the physical, how they are different. Okay, there's a lot there with Rabbi Shimon of Yehuda. We will continue now. So we have the four shitas in our sugya. So the Mishnah said, L'kelim sheshavsu betochan, v'lo l'kelim sheshavsu betoch habayis. As we said, this whole heter is only for kelim that started out in these areas, and you can move them within these areas, but not for kelim from the house. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan now is a big limit, an ironic limit, on Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon says you can go everywhere within the Karpeth, the Gag, and the Chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bishalo Irvu. This is only if the houses underneath, right? When does Rabbi Shimon, you say you could go from Gag to Gag? If the houses underneath did not make an Erev. Bishalo Irvu. If they didn't make an Erev, so then that's where Rabbi Shimon says you could go from roof to roof. Avol Bisha Irvu. But ironically, if they made an Erev, it made things worse. Because if you made an Erev, so then each one, not together, but they made an Erev, you know, just themselves, right? Like Sheirva, where's the line in Rav Chaim Gadievsky? Rav Yochanan says, "Bishalo irvu had to amar Rabbi Shimon the chatzir v'gag kulan rishus achasein." When do we see all rishus? Bishalo irvu bnei habatim bechatzir shenimsa aser letaltel kelim shebayis lechatzir. That's where you can't go from the bayis to the chatzir. But let's say Bishirvu, again, the yards, right, the houses and the yards, they made an Erev. So now you're allowed to carry from the houses to the yards. Why are you allowed to do that? We've said before, because you've basically made that into a deer. You made that, you made the yards into houses, into the halachic houses. Make them one big happy. Not sheet of mavos, as we said. That just connects them and unites them. But it doesn't make them all b'nei one family. An Erev Chatzeros makes them all one family. So Rabbi Yochanan says, ironically, if all these b'nei Chatzer become one happy family, so it's as if the chatzer is a bias. If the chatzer is a bias, you can't go from a bias to a gag, or a bias to a karpev. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Ironically, it's worse. It's worse if they make the Erev. So Rabbi Shimon, who said that you could carry from a chatzer to a gag, that's only if there was no Erev made in the chatzer. Bishalo irvu. Aval bishirvu. But if they made an Erev, so then that chatzer has the din of a bias. Nasa a chatzer kabatim. And Vagagos, Rishus Bifneatzman, and then the roofs are separate. Amar Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira argues on Rabbi Yochanan, wrong. He irvu, he lo irvu, jalo irvu. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think you can say it makes it worse. According to Rabbi Shimon, a roof is a roof. Right? And a chatzer, you're right, it's ke'ilu, it's a bias, but it's not a bias. Right? The way in Lumdis that it works is ke'ilu, they're from the same family. But it's still not the same level of usage as inside a house. You're not going to do the same activities inside a chatzer as you would be inside a house. So therefore, Ripsi Zira says, don't go that far. Mathisa pligaal, switch the gears to Rabbi Yochanan. The our Mishnah, doesn't our Mishnah prove against Rabbi Yochanan? Remember, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Shimon Shita, that you could go from Yagam to chatzer, that's only if the chatzer didn't make an Erev. But one second. The Mishnah had a whole limit on Rabbi Shimon and all the Shitas. Lola kelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis. The whole heter of Rabbi Shimon allows you to carry stuff within the chatzer and the gag and the karpef, but not from the house to the yard. So now, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this whole discussion is only where there's no Erev made. There was no Erev made. So what's the Havamina to bring stuff from the house to the chatzer to another, to a gag? You're not going to be able to do step one. Take out the low. Bishalo irvu. If you didn't make an Erev, right? Rabbi Yochanan said that our Mishnah is talking about it, we didn't make an Erev. Hadatzurcha. Is this really needed to tell me that the whole heter only applies to stuff that was in the chutzah when Shabbos started, but not the stuff that was in the house? You can't get taken out of the house. You didn't make an Erev. Lahotzi min, switch the word, habayis aser. Taking it out of the house is aser. Lo kol shekin lagag. So surely taking it to the roof, to a different roof. So kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says that the whole discussion of Rabbi Shimon and all these shitas must be where there was no Erev made in the Chatzeros. But if there was no Erev made in the Chatzeros, then obviously you're not taking anything from the house to the Chatzer and from the Chatzer to the Gag. You can't do step one. So why would the Mishnah even have to tell us? You obviously can't take anything from the house to the Chatzer to the Gag. You can't take it to the house. So the Gemara says you're right. That last line must not be referring to what was talking about previously. Amar Rabbi Bun Barkana Kumi Rabbi La. It must be b'she'er b'zub b'fnei atzma b'zub b'fnei atzma. That last line that says that you can't take things from the house to the chatzer, it's talking about a separate case. It's talking about where you have 2 yards and they didn't make an eruv with each other. They made an eruv by themselves. B'she'er b'zub b'fnei atzma b'zub b'fnei atzma. So in those cases, you're allowed to take things from houses to each of their yards. If you have an eruv chatzeros, you can take things from the houses to a yard. But you can take from yard to yard. Afilu kain lo l'kelim sheshavsu b'soch. Habayis. You still wouldn't be able to take it, even though you could take it from a house to within that yard. You can't take it from the house to the yard to the next yard, right? Separate halacha. You know, that's not referring back to the Rabbi Shimon line. It's telling you a separate din. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky again. Had tanina masdisan lo lekinu shashavsu b'soch habayis. That which it says in the Mishnah, not to the kalim that were in the house. Lo linyan tiltu mechatzel lagag esrich. It's not referring back to the previous line of Rabbi Shimon. El linyan tiltu mechatzel lachatzer is just telling you a chiddush that even though you have 2 chatzeros that made an eruv for themselves, respectively, shtem tashmish echad, v'sher l'talta, you could go from one to the other, because it's all chatzer, but you still can't take stuff from a house to a chatzer, and then the chatzer to the chatzer. Period. One more line related to this, Rabban Tekesari b'shem Rabbi Yossi Barbun, asya de Shmuel l'rav, v'tshavayo pligin al shita t'asya de Rabbi Yochanan. We started yesterday's daf with a machlokas Rav and Shmuel within Rabbi Meir shita. Rabbi Meir, who says you are allowed to go from Gog to Gog, we said, is there a maximum area of all the Gogs, cumulative? Rav Shmuel says, yes, it's no better than a Karpeth. Rav says, no limit. So Gemara says, that machlokas is only within Rabbi Meir. But Shmuel agrees to Rav, and relating to the other Shitas, Rabbi Shimon and others, that there's no limit. There's no limit. And they argue on Rabbi Yochanan, who, again, just said that it's low Irvu. To Tanina called Gagas, Ha'iru Shasachas, the whole machlokas is only within Rabbi Meir. Shmuel Amar Abay Sasayim, Rav Amar Taltamayin, Ad Kura Filu Kurayim. As we just said, that was a machlokas within Rabbi Meir. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, it must be that Rabbi Meir is talking about a case where there was an Irvu. It must be a case where they made an Eruv. And therefore, the rest of the Mishnah must also be talking about a case where they made an Eruv, which is against Rabbi Yochanan Shita, who says there's only about a case where they didn't make an Eruv. Okay. And again, we paskin like the most makel Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Says the Mishnah. We referred to this Mishnah 2 days ago. Gag al dasamach lakatan. You have 2 roofs next to each other, but one is larger than the other one. So if you're looking in from the small one to the big one, there are no walls on the fourth side. The fourth side is totally open to the big one. But if you're looking from the big one to the small one, it's like it is an opening, but there's little walls on the edges. What are called gifufim. So in that case, hagadol mutar v'katan aser. Right, the gadol would be able to be a carry within the gadol, and the katan is aser. Similarly, chatzer gadol shemes alaktana. If you have a chatzer, same thing, not just on the roof, but a chatzer, same thing. Hagadol muteres v'katana asura. Why is it mutter to carry in the gedola? Because the small one is just like a pesach. It's a doorway. It's not a pirtza. The Mishnah is ba'oso hagag. The Mishnah is only talking about a case where va'oso hagag in the, when does it say the gadol is mutter? It means within the gadol is mutter. Meaning, gadol mutter means within the gadol. Aval begag acher, to go from the gadol to the katan, usser, that would be usser. Meaning, what would I have thought? Again, they didn't make an eruv with each other. Right? So are we talking about maybe, is it Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir would say all gogs are similar. Right? He could go from one to the other. But here, it's, I would have thought, explains the Pnei Meir, I would have thought that maybe you could go into the small one because once they're us or maybe they're Mavatal or Rishus to the Gadol. Either way, it's not true. We say the Katan is going to be, the Gadol cannot carry into the Katan. It could just carry within itself. And now we flip the Gersa again. Bishave. And now, when do we say the Katan is Aser? Only if it's on the same level as the Gadol. That's what we say. Okay, it's Nifrat, if Nifrat's, Lamakama, right, it's totally apart on one side. Aval im Einan Shave. What if the smaller roof, they're not on the same level? So they're not on the same level. What does that mean? That means the walls are Nikar. The walls of the house are Nikar. So the walls of the house are Nikar. Then you're able to say good aches and good asik, and then mutter, then even the small one would be mutter. Okay, so two limitations on the Mishnah. The first one is on the heter of the gadol. The second one is on the iser of the katan. Good. Masnisa pliga al Shmuel. Our Mishnah argues on Shmuel. What Shmuel are we talking about? So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's a Shmuel of the Bavli that probably should have been quoted here, but it wasn't quoted here. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel holds that if you have two chatzeros, and you have a wall between two chatzeros that didn't make an Erev, you have a wall between the two of them. The wall falls down Shabbos afternoon. Shmuel says, they're still allowed to carry within their own chatzer up until where the wall was. Why? What's that called? Kivan de Hutra. Hutra. Right? Once Shabbos started Beheter, you're allowed to continue with Beheter. Remember, this whole thing is Drabanan. Right? So, that's what the halacha is. So, isn't that against our Mishnah? But he's a pligal Shmuel, because it's against our Mishnah, because what are isn't our Mishnah, couldn't our Mishnah also be talking about a case of chatzer gadol shnifer solektana? When did the wall fall down? Maybe it fell down on Shabbos. And yet, what do you see? Hagdola muteres laktana asura. So why would the ktana be asura? According to Shmuel, if everything was muter when Shabbos started, then it should continue to be muter. So isn't this case talking about a case where the wall fell down on Shabbos? Via taltel ba ad malka mechitzas. They should be able to be metaltel until the way the wall used to be. What's the easy answer? It's not talking about where the wall fell down on Shabbos. Chavraya amrin kumi Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Achia ma damar Shmuel b'Shabbosu. Shmuel's talking about a case about this Shabbos, meaning the walls fell down on Shabbos, and he says you could continue the rest of Shabbos with the heter. Madhi masnisa b'Shabbos haba. The Mishnah's talking about a case another Shabbos, meaning the Mishnah's not talking about that case where it fell down on Shabbos. Period. But that's an important yesod that we've had a number of times already. Once something is mutter when Shabbos started, right? This is not just a muksa. We're familiar with a migudis katsoi. Once something is muksa, when Shabbos starts, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. But there are a lot of things that kick in on Bein HaShmashas. Erev Tchumin, you gotta have your Erev Tchum set. And I was saying, if you have a structural allowance on Shabbos with some type of heter, with a chatzer, so once it's mutter, it is mutter. So again, we're not talking about a case where the Erev falls down. One of the strings of the Erev falls down. The halach is you don't tell people because you don't want them to be out, but that might be different because then you might be open to a Rosh Hasharabim. So this is a case where you're surrounded by four walls. So it's a little different. So man kayamin. So what is the case that we are talking about in the, in our Mishnah? In Bishi Irvu Erev Echad. Did the big and small Gog people make an Erev? Bein b'Shabbazu, bein b'Shabbazaba, you mutar, and then they're mutar in any case. In b'Shalo Erevu, if they didn't make an Erev, kalikar, bein b'Shabbazu, bein b'Shabbazaba, you asurin. Then, for sure they can't. So, ma dehu uvda? Question mark. Right? What's the case? Take out the next three words. Amar Rabbi Bun Barkana, kumi Rabbi La, kishirva zubifneatzma. No, it must be they made an Erev by themselves. They made an Erev by themselves. And then the wall fell down, and for the following Shabbos. But still the gadol is going to be mutter. She switched the gersa. Shelo nifritza b'milua. Because the big one doesn't have a total opening on its fourth side. Right? It has gifufin. It has wall sticking out. V'ketana asurin. The ketana is going to be asur. She nifritza b'milua. Because on the fourth side, it is totally open. Kivan de hutra, that concept of, it's not, in all these examples, it's a din d'rabanan. We have the concept on a daraisa level as well, right? We have the concept of kivan de hutra on a daraisa level. It's a big, fun topic, but I'm not just going to mention. Again, each one of these is a little different. The Gemara in Kiddushin in the Bavli, Daf Chaf Aleph, wonders whether a Kohen is allowed to marry a Yefas Toar. Right, Yefas Toar, the unusual case of taking a woman from a battlefield. So the Gemara says, a Kohen, it's a Chiddush, therefore a Chabad will Kohen too. Or, a Kohen has more mitzvahs. So therefore, it must be that he can't do this. Right, and the Machlokas, the Gemara says, is, Ki pligi bevia shnia. Right, the Machlokas is, everybody agrees the first bia, lo dibur toro kenagid yitzahara. The Machlokas is bevia shnia. Rav says, mutter, kivan do hutra. Once you're allowed to be with her, when once, you're allowed to be with her more. Right, and the set, and Shmuel says no. Kalecha the green of Bevi, Avaisa do Pesacha. But you have the, and that's what talking about it, Machlokas Daraisa, about keeping the Hutra. Again, there's a bit important Rashba there, which maybe we'll get to at a certain point. But let's just read the next Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Chasach Nevis Elo Riches Arabim. So I'll read the Mishnah, but the Gemara will explain what the case is. So if you have a Chatzer that was Paritz Elo Riches Arabim, Chatzer that the wall broke to Riches Arabim, Hamachras Bitocha Elo Riches Yachid, Om Riches Yachid Lotocha Chayiv, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Sounds like Rabbi Eliezer holds that yard that had his wall fall down is now a Rishus Harabim. because it says if you go to Sayachid, Chayiv. So we're going to have to talk about that. Really? It's surrounded by three walls? Right? One of the walls fell down? So we'll have to see. V'chachamim omrim, no. Mitocha l'rishus harabim, says Mitocha, if you go from this area to Rishus harabim, O Rishus harabim l'tocha punter, Rishuk HaKarmelis. It's a Karmelis. So wherever you go from this area, right, it's only going to be a Durabanan. Right? So we'll have to see. Why did, right, interesting, that they didn't talk about the exact case that Rabbi Elazar talked about. Why didn't they just say, Rabbi Elazar, no, you're not Chayav, you're punter. They had to talk about a different case. Interesting why they had to bring up a different case of Rishus HaRabim. They didn't just talk about his case of Rishus Yachad. So again, there's a lot here underneath, which we have to talk about. The Gemara is going to talk about exactly what the case is, as we're almost at the last perek, of Maseches Erevin, which talks about tefillin and other exciting halachas that we'll get to. Okay, we'll stop here.